Our outlook for 2012 remains for strong and sustained growth. But at the same time, the risks have also increased because of uncertainty, turmoil in other parts of the world, notably in Europe, and those developments will inevitably have an impact on other parts of the world, including in Africa.
Tell me about the channels of that impact. How do events in Europe impact events in sub-Saharan Africa?
The main impact, should there be an economic slowdown in Europe, will be through trade and through remittances. Africa exports a lot of products, mainly primary products, to the rest of the world. A lot of it goes to Europe, not all of it. And of course, African countries receive significant remittances from workers abroad. Those would be the two most immediate channels. There is, of course, also a danger that official development aid would drop. I don't see that as an immediate threat, but over the medium term, that is also an area that could be affected.
And what are the sectors that we should be looking out for because of their potentially good or their potentially bad performances?
Primary products remain Africa's main export. Oil producers have been doing well in Africa because oil prices have been very high. Should there be a global economic slowdown, we will likely see oil prices decline. The same is true for other primary products, whether it's copper, zinc, bauxite. All of these products are very much a function of the world economic cycle. And should the cycle turn down, prices will go down and revenues for Africa will decline.
In your last regional economic outlook, you warned about the dangers of inflation. Do those dangers still exist?
They currently do exist, particularly in Eastern Africa. In Eastern Africa, in Kenya and Ethiopia, in Tanzania and in Uganda, inflation has reached double-digit levels, and to some extent well into double digits. Why? Two reasons. One is temporary. There's been a drought, severe drought in the Horn of Africa that has affected agricultural production. That has an impact on food products and their prices. That will pass. But there's also been an impact of looser economic policies, looser fiscal policies in particular, and that needs to be brought back under control.
One major issue for many ordinary people throughout the region is namely the price of food and more widely food security. Are people in the region going to be more secure in their access to food? What do you foresee there?
You are absolutely right that food prices and food insecurity remains a major issue in many African countries. The reason for that is twofold. One, unpredictable climate in many African countries. The drought in the Horn of Africa last year was one example. Currently, Sahel countries are also facing the prospect of poor harvests as a result of drought. Second reason, of course, is that in poor countries, households devote a significant part of their household budgets to food. And again, particularly the poor are therefore very exposed to fluctuations in food prices. That is an area that economic policy can address. And a number of African countries, an increasing number of African countries, have introduced targeted programs to help the poor.
If you had to identify one trend for the region, what would you identify as that trend?
The medium-term economic prospects for Africa remain very strong. Yes, they are exposed, of course, as we all are, to a global economic downturn in the short term, should that be the case. But over the long term, Africa is well positioned because it has a young population with a growing labor force and an ability to tap into the growth centers in the world. Over the last 10 years, African trade has shifted dramatically. 10 years ago, 70% of African trade was with its traditional partners in advanced economies. Today, more than half of African trade is with new partners, mainly with emerging markets. And that allows African countries to create new opportunities, to increase both trade and economic growth, and over time, join the production value chains of the world, which today are still mainly located in Asia, but which in the next 10, 20 years will increasingly shift towards Africa.